You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is the Super Bowl Parade edition of the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike and Fritz live from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia Hotel. Parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. Ike Reese, how are you feeling, brother?
Take that, Hugh. Take that condom. Hey, that was a mic cap I meant.
Mic cap.
Yeah, mic cap. That's just what we call it in the business. Brother Spike,
yes.
How is your boy? It's parade day. It's parade day. Listen, I'm off the hinges. It's your job to keep me on track. Good luck with that.
Yep.
Jackie Fritz, how is your boy?
Big day. A lot of people. Let's have a fun radio show. Let's have a fun
day.
Little radio show.
Hugh Douglas hanging out with us as well.
It's good to see Hugh still here.
Yeah, bodyguard Hugh, bouncer Hugh over there making sure.
I was just waiting to see how long it was going to take.
1 minute. So we will be with you up until the festivities begin on the Art Museum steps. Then we'll kick it down to Devin Caney and Elliot Shore Parks, who will be your MCs for us, so you can hear all of that. And then we will be with you afterward. I am a cold little baby right now, I'm going to be honest
Come
with
on,
you.
Man.
I've been out here since 8:30, and I am freezing. I got two coats on. I got cold gear, Under Armour, got hand warmers, all that stuff. But this has been a phenomenal afternoon, so morning and afternoon so far. The parkway is packed. Broad Street was packed. The buses just passed through here about an hour ago, and all of the players, coaches, and the rest of their organization waiting at the Art Museum steps for the speeches to begin. And I think there's like a lot of drama in thinking about what the speeches are going to be like, who's going to talk.
Don't let Quinyon near a microphone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if Quinyon wants to even be near a microphone.
That would be my advice.
Yeah, I think he might have gotten into the offensive line beer truck at some point.
Oh, really?
Well,
I haven't seen Quinyon
It's
today.
Unbelievable.
Really?
He got
banged
he got
up
on the microphone. He goes, "Go Eagles!"
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, I didn't even see that.
Quinyon is...
Okay.
I think he's the star of the show,
yeah,
so
he's
far.
He's letting his hair down.
Yeah, it's good,
okay,
man. It's good.
Good.
Jalen cracked a smile.
That's
breaking news, man. That's breaking news.
Well, I mean, talking about waiting to see what would happen, I'm really curious to hear the Jalen Hurts speech, to see if he breaks character just a little bit.
Well,
and also to see if he does I told you so. How you like me now?
I would love that. What if he does a Kelce style name check, you know?
So, I mean, over under a minute and a half on the Jalen Hurts speech.
Over. I say over. Over a minute and a half.
A minute and a half?
A minute and a half on the Jalen.
Oh, he's longer than a minute and a half.
You say
over. I think he's somewhere in the 2 to 3 minute range.
We call that the spike range.
Howie Roseman got hit with a beer?
Oh, no.
He's got a scar above his forehead?
No.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
He got a hole in his forehead. What
yeah,
you talking about?
Yeah.
A scar. He got a hole.
That does not look good at all.
Yeah, like that's the one thing when the fans are... and try to celebrate but with you. By tossing you beers, you got to be a.
But when you're drunk, you don't feel it.
You got to keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
When you're drunk, you don't feel it though.
Well, and they're not tossing beers; they're throwing them from 30 feet away.
You got to be. Beer. And listen, if you're not equipped to catch a beer that's coming at you like 10, 15 miles an hour,
listen,
then you shouldn't be asking for them.
Doug was out here catching one hand, beers with one hand last time.
Doug's an athlete, though.
How is a GM?
It's a big difference.
Howie ain't Doug. And then Jason Dumas from 6ABC reported that Brandon Graham is going to make an announcement regarding his future today.
Well, we know what that is.
He's coming back.
He's coming back.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
No.
I think he's coming back.
Oh, he done?
Nope. It's over.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Okay. Wow. What a moment. Well, I mean, geez.
Two-time Super Bowl champion.
This is where you should announce it. Two-time Super Bowl champion. You get a chance to address your fans who love you to death. Like, you're not going to get this script next year. You don't know if you're going to get this script next year.
You're most likely not going to
get
this script.
Exactly. So, if you want to do it right.
Yep.
This is when you do it.
Well, and we said that when we first started thinking about the possibility of Brandon coming back for the Super Bowl, we started thinking, wow, wouldn't it be a storybook ending for Brandon Graham to work his way back from an injury, a four-month injury in 2 months, to get back to playing the Super Bowl? And not only did he suit up, but he played effectively.
He got out there as Hugh could tell you, man, as a player, if it's going to be your last game, you don't want it to be on the sideline in a sweatsuit.
Leave it all out there.
Like, you want it to be you're in your uniform and you played.
Yep.
So you can walk off the field. Listen, I played like crap in my last game. I still remember December 31st, 2006, right here at Lincoln Financial Field was the last game I played. It was a meaningless game. I was with the Falcons, but it was against the Eagles. And listen, I was happy I got to put on the uniform once again and go out there and play.
Yeah.
Like, and to have it end with a victory in the Super Bowl, it's hard to get a better ending than that. Like, to risk it coming back, you don't know what next year is going to be like.
Yep. Yep, and to get the win, he comes back, he gets the win.
Yes.
And what an amazing moment, by the way, to be able to announce your retirement in front of a million people in the city that you played your entire 15-year career in
More games in this uniform than any other player ever.
Absolutely. Going to have his number retired, all that kind of stuff. So that will be a great moment if that happens today.
And there's a lot of drama in these speeches, like you said. I mean, Sirianni.
The Sirianni speech, is he gonna turn it all the way up?
He was vibing early.
Okay.
I have not seen any footage of Coach.
Well, so I haven't either. But
I haven't seen any footage.
I saw him early, and then I think they might have said, all right, you do have to make a speech at some point today. Because he was already getting like a little heavy.
Already? Okay,
At about 9:30, like maybe about like 10:30.
And
go ahead, Coach. It's your day, man.
It's
celebrate.
Your day. It's your
what,
day.
Celebrate.
What we'll try to do here is, until the speeches begin, sort of set the scene of what we're looking at. So as I mentioned, we're at the rooftop lounge of the Logan. So we have a direct shot to the Art Museum. We're looking right down JFK Boulevard. The crowd is – now, I was at the radio station in 18, so I wasn't down here. Does the crowd look about the same as far as the size standpoint as it did in 18?
That's a good question. I don't remember.
Okay. Well,
I was at the art museum.
I do not remember.
Yeah.
It looks pretty packed from down here.
Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. From our vantage point, it seems like it's kind of scattered. But I bet you if you had the overhead shot of everything, you could really get a better view of exactly how many people are out here. And
because we're at the end of it,
yeah.
And trees are covering the sides of the streets of JFK Boulevard.
And by the time they actually start the speeches and everything, you're going to see more people move towards that way. So
yeah, like Tiger on the 18th, like Tiger on the 18th.
Tiger on the 18th.
Walking up.
Yeah, well, I like that.
We saw some of the aerial shots on TV when Jack and I walked inside when I was trying to warm up because I'm a cold little baby, and it looked pretty massive there. And then we will take you all the way through those speeches, and then the show will be here with you afterwards. It looks like the players are starting to come out onto the Art Museum steps. We can see in the screen here. It was pretty cool, too. They were playing the Super Bowl for, I think they played it twice through up on the big screens here, yeah, so everyone could watch it. The Cooper DeJean pick six, I think, got the biggest reception of anything when it happened.
Listen, Coop, the Coop Nation is about to take over, man. I mean, a pick six in the Super Bowl. This dude is All-American. He's good-looking. He's young. It's about to be a phenomenon. You know it. You already see it happening. Like, if I'm looking at new jerseys that are out there, obviously Saquon Barkley is the top new jersey out there. I got to think Cooper DeJean is probably number two.
I've seen two DeJeans up here where we are.
Mike, I've seen so many Cooper DeJean jerseys all year long.
Are you saying the fit of the summer is a white New Balance sneaker and some jean shorts and Cooper DeJean jersey?
Man, that's how you got to roll. That's how you got to roll.
It could be the fit of the summer.
Hold up. Jack clowning people out here?
Hold on. I bought my A game today.
No, I'm just asking.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not a stylesman, but I also know my people.
You know, I like that. You know,
hey, he's innocent, Midwestern kid. And I'm telling you, man, like, Hugh, you know, we told him at the first Players Lounge show, like, dude, I hope you're ready for the.
No, yeah.
I hope he looked
at us and he kind of laughed. Yeah. And I remember, like, not that show, but the last one he did with us. When he left, it was some young ladies walked to me and said, "Is Cooper DeJean still here?" And I was like, "No, he gone." But it was just funny to see, man. But you're right,
a different crowd.
Yeah, he's definitely bringing out that young. he's like what's that K-pop? The K-pop group.
Who is that?
Some guys. I try to hit him with some stuff that y'all know.
I was going
to
say, Hugh.
It's like he's like the most, you don't know, he's the K-pop.
I know K-pop is like Korean pop music. Yeah, I don't know the group you're talking about.
Yeah, but he's one of like he's a little rock star. Yeah. For the young kids.
Like a Backstreet Boy.
Yeah. There you go. That's something a bit close to home.
There you go. We got there.
When we saw the buses come by here, it looked like there were about 8 buses, and in between 2 of them, Gilly's car was down there.
You knew Gilly was going to find a way to get in this parade.
Well, and
yeah, Gilly was not going to be denied.
And Devin talked.
Blow the whistle.
Devin talked to the broom guy and
JoJo.
Oh,
no,
yes,
I missed that.
Yeah, they were up there. They're already up there
awesome.
Waiting.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I like the broom man. I like broom man.
I like JoJo.
Yeah.
Well, I like JoJo too.
Takes a lot to, you know, to put that outfit on.
Well, broom man's story is a good one.
Yeah, it is a great story.
Just happened to have the broom in the back of the video, and then he got to go to the Super Bowl.
I remember the first time he came out, right? And, you know, I've been watching those Gilly videos forever.
Gilly's off the hook, man.
So to see broom man come out that first time.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
I'm like, this dude got just old white folks in the neighborhood coming outside dancing with him.
Yep.
And I didn't realize it would take off and to become a thing. But yeah, but that just shows you, Spike, this sports community, how we all come together. Like, and this is the one team that brings everybody together.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the other three sports, everybody has their favorite, Sixers, Flyers, Phillies, or what have you. But the Eagles are the one team that brings us all together.
Yep. Yep. And you can feel it when you're here. I mean, yep. You can feel it at games is one thing. Not everybody can afford to go to games.
Yeah.
But here at the parade, you do see an enormous swath.
You see everybody, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah, from kids to older people to every race you'd see, men, women, all that stuff.
Women.
Sort of. Yep.
Now, I always felt like the Phillies have a lot of female fans because it's a spring and summer sport. It's easy to go to, easy to follow. The Eagles bring out, man, they bring out the diehard female fan. Like,
I'm down for burning bridges on Valentine's
Day. No, no. You've already burned enough bridges on Valentine's Day.
The camera's walking back through with his headphones on.
I'm actually shocked the camera's still here.
I tell you what.
There he is.
Hey. Rolling back here like that with that hoodie on, you better identify yourself.
Does he have shoulder pads on, too?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
Hey, the camera nice. He nice right now.
He had a couple.
He counting steps. He counting steps, dog. He count. You know what that mean, all right? He counting steps.
What is he?
He counting steps.
Okay, I got you.
He's nice.
I got you.
He's nice.
I got you.
He's trying to find someone to turn the
Spike, it took you that long?
Yes, it took me that long. So on the steps of the Art Museum now, the Eagles cheerleaders are there. Swoop is there. They're waving a Super Bowl champions flag in anticipation of the festivities beginning on stage. I wonder, will it be Spadaro emceeing everything up on the Art Museum stage?
Spuds will be up there. Yeah, he'll be up there.
Yep. And I imagine we will start off with Howie, Lurie, and then it'll go to Coach and the players.
Yeah.
Is that what
let's
happen?
Get the boring speeches out of the way first.
Yeah.
100%.
We want the sizzle.
Yeah, we want the sizzle. We already know what Jeffrey and Howie are going to get up there and say, thank everybody.
We'd like to thank the fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Great fans of Philadelphia.
Keep it straight. That's how I expect it to be, you know. Listen, if Howie didn't give us one after the first Super Bowl, he's not going to give us
anything. I don't know. Howie probably got some stitches in his forehead right now.
He's just probably trying
to make it through the day.
I do feel like Howie has a speech for the haters. Him. All right, we're going to send down to Elliott Shore Parks and Devin Caney at the Art Museum steps.
Thank you, Spike, for throwing it down here. The parade is getting underway. Elliott Shore Parks, Devin Caney here outside of the Art Museum steps. Swoop is on the stage. The cheerleaders are here. I think we're going to get an Eagles fight song from the band. Devin, this is a moment everyone's been waiting for.
You and I included.
Yes.
We've been here since 7 a.m. People have been camping out here. Saquon Barkley got off the bus and immediately sat on top of the steps of the Art Museum and took it all in. I'm really excited to hear what these guys have to say.
Yeah, and credit to all the fans. This place is absolutely packed. Dave Spadaro talking to people right now and seeing that Lombardi trophy in front of the Art Museum steps. Really, really cool. You can see the players start to file in the back. We're curious to see who talks first. I think we're talking Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, and then Devin. That's when I think the exciting speeches will start. Nick Sirianni. We'll see what Jalen does.
No disrespect to Jeffrey Lurie.
No disrespect to Jeffrey Lurie, but I would guess he's not going to go too crazy up there. So I think we're about to get a big Eagles chant. But, Devin, you can really feel the excitement of the crowd. I mean, some people have been waiting here since 5 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah, they have been waiting a very long time for this. I mean, for this in terms of a second Super Bowl victory and for this in terms of, you know, the final speeches and celebrations of that Super Bowl win. So should we give it to Dave Spadaro?
Yeah, let's listen to Spuds here as he gets the crowd going.
Former Eagles cornerback Eric Allen, who last week was voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2025. All of those legends who have helped build the Eagles into the best sports franchise in the entire world. Let's remember the families and the friends who have helped along the way with their time and their effort, all the dedication that they have put forth for everyone here. And for those fans who are no longer with us, but who are watching and loving every bit of it from up there. We are all a family. And I love saying it, the Eagles are Super Bowl 59 champions! Let us begin with a unique tradition that is special to us, that we all know. Please join in singing the Eagles fight song. Well done. A plus for everyone. It has been a special journey for the Philadelphia Eagles, and we hear that song all the time, and it fires every one of us up. There is not a tradition like that anywhere in the NFL. Sunday's Super Bowl 59, a wire-to-wire domination of the Kansas City Chiefs. The 40-22 win illustrated what it is like to be the best football team in the world. Let's take a look back at an amazing Sunday and a world championship performance.
After 2 years, the wait is over. The championship rematch has arrived. The NFL's two best teams, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, are about to collide. Hurts. He fires to a wide-open Dallas Goedert. He's going deep. Caught. Jahan Dotson. He sneaks. He's pushed. And he's in. Touchdown.
Patrick Mahomes couldn't set his feet. He just wants to get rid of this ball and avoid the sack.
The score is 7-0 Eagles. But they have outplayed Kansas City on both sides of the ball in the first 15 minutes. Echoes Hurts. He lets it go. And it is caught by A.J. Brown. The kick is away, and the kick is good. He nails it from 48. Play action. They surround him. They sack him. He's looking. They've got him again. Josh Sweat. He's looking. It's intercepted. It's intercepted. And Jijin is in for a touchdown.
Happy birthday, Cooper DeShean.
Fakes, gives it off inside. There is nothing there. He is grabbed. They've got him again. That was Milton Williams that time. He fires over the middle, and it's intercepted again. It's intercepted by Zach Bond. He's looking. He fires. He completes it. Touchdown, A.J. Brown. He is grabbed, and he is brought down again. They've got him again. Sack number 5. This Vic Fangio defense is amazing looking. He's going to run. He's got a first down. He's at the 35, slides down across the 40. And he is firing to a wide open Barkley inside the 5. He's got Barkley. And once again, it's a bullseye for Jake Elliott. And he's finished off at the, and the ball may be loose. Mahomes back. He pumps. He fires. It's incomplete. Eagles take over on downs. Hurts back looking. He is going deep, and it is caught. Touchdown, Devontae Smith. He's hit. He's hit. He fumbles the football. A fight for the ball, and the Eagles have it. Plenty of distance, and it is good. Jake nails it again. 3-2-1. It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. What a game. What a season. What a team.
It was an amazing Sunday brought to us by an amazing voice. Eagles fans, please put your hands together and welcome the Hall of Fame voice for the last 48 seasons, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese.
It is wonderful to look out at the best and most passionate fans in the NFL. You are all of that. As I said on Sunday night, what a game. What a season. What a team. They are the greatest team in modern Eagles history. It is an honor to introduce the Super Bowl 59 champions, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Come on!
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.